needs to exchange one asset of value for another. For instance, milk for money. This applies to Forex exchange too, buying and selling one currency for another. Every pair involves two currencies, whereby one buys or sells the currencies against the other. Forex pairs can be classified into three types, namely major pairs, exotic pairs, and minor pairs. The major pairs always consist of the United States dollar, and many people trade in them. The major pairs are USD-CHF, USD-JPY, EUR-USD, AUD-USD, GPB-USD, NZD-USD, and USD-CAD. The major pairs involve all the currencies participating in the major pairs, apart from the United States dollar. They include CHF-JPY, EUR-GBP, EUR-AUD, JPY-AUD, NZD-CAD, etc. The exotic pairs involve one minor currency and one major currency. For instance, USD in OK, USD KSH, EUR TRY, etc. How does Forex work? Just like the stock markets, one can trade currencies depending on his or her prediction on the changes of value. The greatest difference between stocks and currency trades is that Forex can trade down and up very easily. If one thinks that a particular currency will have a value increase, he or she may buy it, and if he thinks that the currency will fall, he or she may sell it. The Forex market is so large that finding a buyer or seller is too easy compared to other trade markets. Let's assume that a trader hears reports that a country such as China will devalue its currency, with the intention of drawing more foreign investors into the country. If he or she thinks that the devaluing trend will continue, the trader may sell the currency of China against another, for example, the United States dollar. The more the currency of China devalues against the United States dollar, the higher the trader's profit. However, if the currency gains value against the US dollar, then the trader will have increased losses and may want to leave the trade as soon as possible. Summarily, Forex trading involves placing a bet on the value of one currency against the other. Remember that in a pair, the first currency is the base, while the second currency is the secondary, or the counter. For example, in the EUR/USD, the EUR is the base, while the US dollar is the counter. If a trader clicks buy or sell, he or she is buying or selling the base. This means that if a Forex trader thinks that the EUR will increase in value, in contrast with the United States dollar, he or she will buy the EUR/USD. If the trader thinks that it will drop, he or she will sell the EUR/USD. If, for instance, the asking price is 0.7060 and the bid price is 0.7064, then the spread price is 4 pips. Whether the value of the EUR rises or falls, the trader will make a profit or loss once he covers the spread price. The spread price is usually higher for minor currencies. Basic terms in foreign exchange. In foreign exchange, the term position refers to a trade that's in progress and is basically classified according to the expectation of traders. The term long position refers to the trade where the trader has purchased a particular currency, the first in a pair, with the expectation that the value will rise. When the trader sells back the currency to the market, expected to be a higher price than the purchased price, the trade is complete, and the long position is closed.